Monks have to take 253 vows, nuns 256 in a Tibetan tradition. Those vows are given by the perfect Buddha, who during a lifetime ordained many monks and nuns. And the purpose of a monk and a nun is this. The reason a monk cuts his hair is not to save cost on shampoo. The reason a monk cuts his hair, a nun cuts her hair, is to have less focus on the outside. The reason a monk wears robes is not because it's spiritual drag. You didn't get that, never mind. The reason a monk wears robes and the same cloth every single day is this, is that they don't have attachment to lay wear. Oh, what should I wear? Should I get branded stuff? Should I get this color, that color? Should I look, does it make me look slim? Does it make me look, how does I look? And the monk spends 3 hours in the mirror like Dafin. And then the monk shows up at the teaching. Am I beautiful? Am I fabulous? And then let me teach you about renunciation. See, the reason a monk wears robes is not because they didn't once have a great body. And I'm making that past tense. It's not that they didn't once have a great body and that they can not have a great body again. Okay, that saved me. The reason a monk wears robes is another form of cutting off the focus on the outside. That's right. So a monk cuts the hair, wears the clothes in order to signify to themselves, I have taken refuge and I will adopt renunciation, correct view, correct speech, correct livelihood. I will adopt diligence and patience and love and generosity and to develop true altruism. That's why monks wear this. That's why in the beautiful country of Thailand, I was there for a few months. Every day people get on their knees and make offerings to monks to create the causes to hold sila, to hold their vows in the future. I love it. I make offerings to monks too, but in disguise. The reason we take on the monk vows is not to imprison us. The reason you take the monk vows is to get out of prison. How do you get out of prison? Because you cut all the causes for you to remain in your own self-created suffering. Simple as that. Now, in this day and age, if I take a little poll in this room, I'm not talking to the Sangha here already, I'm talking to the non-Sangha. If I take a poll, which one of you would like to become a monk or nun? Before I blink my eye, you guys be out of here. Okay, now we're going to have a monk and nun ceremony. All of you are going to be monks and nuns. You'll be out of here. You'll be out of here so fast it's going to be un-Malaysian timing. You know Malaysian timing. 8 o'clock live, everybody shows 9:30. It's okay, nobody's affected, it's all right. I do Malaysian timing except today. Now, so, but we can't keep waiting for a person to become a monk, become a nun, learn, transform, change, become better, and then they share their experiences with others, like what I'm doing with you now. If some of us become monks and nuns at 40, I don't know if you have time to share experiences. So I've come up with something new, which is the Buddhist pastorship. What is the Buddhist pastorship? The Buddhist pastorship is to take lay people who are committed to the path of spirituality, committed to the path of compassion, dharma, cause and effect, renunciation and impermanence. Cho Lam Sum Nam Sum. Cho Lam Sum Nam Sum Sena. The three principal paths, as expurated by Lama Tsongkhapa. To have realization of altruistic mind, the Bodhi mind, the path of a Bodhisattva. To have renunciation, to realize, what's renunciation? To realize everything around you cannot bring you happiness. And lastly, the realization of how all phenomenon exists, which is empty of true existence. Lam Sum Nam Sum, three principal paths. So these people will take vows today of a layman, not to drink, not to smoke, no sexual misconduct, no lying, no stealing, no killing. They'll take these vows. Their uniforms have been consecrated and blessed by me last night. And they will wear their pendants, the pendants of Lord Buddha. And the pendants mean fortitude. It means not giving up. It means to bring the compassion and light that we have been taught to many others. They will be given certificates because this will become a major thing in the future. You see, I'm planning for my passing. I will die one day soon. I'm planning for my passing. I have something very fatal. If it's not taken care of, 1 to 3 years. But I've known this for many years. So I'm planning for my passing, my death, if I may say so. I don't mean to depress anyone or make anybody happy. But either way, Mr. Ngao, you're happier. Why are you smiling? Mr. Ngao, relax. You're not a pastor yet. He's so uptight. Relax. Not yet. So Mr. Ngao takes everything too seriously. So I want to send a message to the people here and this region and to Malaysians, all that. You know what? You don't need to be holy, schmoly, perfect, walking on lotuses with halos coming out to be a good person to teach the Dharma. That if you're a lay person and you can't become a monk or nun right now, that's fine. You don't have to give up your family. You don't have to give up your wealth. You don't have to give up anything. But what you have to give up is your attachment towards it. And to learn up the Dharma, to learn up Buddha's flawless teachings, and to teach and to share with those who are ready and interested without force. And also, I will also empower the pastors into certain tantric practices that has nothing to do with the physical and the outside. It has to do with the internal. Real tantric practice requires no one, nothing. It requires internal. Receive the teachings and empowerments and do the meditations. I will empower them into tantric practices such as Yamantaka and Vajrayogini that will transform their sphere of reality. And in the future, I hope these pastors will conduct themselves so well, they will empower other people. They will give talks, they will do rituals, they will do blessings. They're already doing that. They can go to people's houses to do blessings. They can bless cars, they can bless voyages. Before you go on a long voyage, before your bon voyage, you get a blessing, or it's going to be a bad voyage. And for those of you who need counseling, who need help, who need some advice, you can come to them. Because I'm not accessible. Why am I not accessible? I'm the Rinpoche. No, it's just because I'm lazy. After that big long song and dance, I'm lazy. Confession time, but it's okay. I never said I was Buddha. Now, these four people and the past, they will be empowered to ordain future pastors by giving the vows. I received my vows from my teachers. Then I will pass these vows to them. Because before you take any vows, you have to take the refuge vows. On the basis of the refuge vows, you take all your other vows. They have taken refuge vows. So they can do house blessings. And later, not right now, they can even do exorcisms. Because out of 100 requests I get, 10 is about something in the house that's lingering and won't go away, and it's dark and it makes you scared, and it looks at you and it blows down your back. And you always feel it and see it, and it's touching things and knocks things over, and you've recited every mantra, you've thrown the Bible at it, you've hung the Quran over the door, and it's still there. And it's very scary. You know why? Because it doesn't have a head. Just arms and a body. Ooh. And it's not even Halloween yet. So these pastors will be empowered to do exorcisms, because in Asia, we have that problem. They will be empowered to do that. But it's not going to be the exorcist time so dramatic people fly off the bed, but there are people who get disturbed. Okay? So they'll be empowered to do that. But not right now. Don't call them for any of your disturbances right now, because you know they'll come back disturbed. Keep your spirits at home. Don't send it to KH, because I've got enough problems. So don't invite my pastors to your house to subdue a ghost or a spirit or a demon, because they're going to bring it back here. You're going to be okay, but I'm not. I'm just kidding. By the power of the words of truth, such as the Heart Sutra, by the power of the words of truth as spoken by Kuan Yin or Avalokiteshvara and Shariputra, we can eliminate interferences. By the power of compassion, we can eliminate interferences. Now, they will be trained to clear negative energy. Chan's been with me, very loyal, for what, 15, 16, 17 years. No matter how much problems I had, no matter how much trouble I've had, no matter how many people said things about me, or so many people ran away, or stayed, or avoided me, Chan never avoided me. He always stayed with me. My point? Cha believed in me. He trusted me. And you know what he's saying right now? You should have stayed. I'm just kidding. And my point is, he's seen me come across these cases and situations, and he knows a lot what to do. Cha's an expert for funerals. When people have passed away, what to do? He's an expert now. He's followed me to so many funerals, and he can conduct funerals now. So, they will be able to conduct marriages. They will be able to conduct funerals. We will be getting our marriage license in Kichara. It means you can come and register in Kichara. You can register in Kichara to get married. It's a service. They can do funerals. They can do marriages. They can do consecration. They can bless your house. They can bless your office. They can bless your car. They can bless you. They can bless your children. They'll be able to pass oral transmissions, Lung, Ga Lung. They'll be eventually able to pass initiations to all of you. And the reason is, I want everybody to know that you don't have to be some big sky, big fella in the sky to do what's necessary to serve others. So the pastors will be people who commit themselves as lay people, as ordinary people, as people just like you and me, with problems and with sadness, that can benefit others. Then you say, what's the point if they're the same as me? Well, with their training and learning, they'll know a little bit more. So tonight will be the first pastor ordination, which I've talked about for four or five years already. Tonight will be the first pastor ordination ever in Southeast Asia, as far as I know. It is the first pastor ordination in Kichara House. And I've examined the four candidates for a very long time. Mr. Ngao is a successful engineer. He's a successful businessman. He's got grown kids. How many? Ten. Mr. Ngao has three grown kids, beautiful kids, successful on their own and doing good jobs. And he's learned the Dharma. He's loved the Dharma. He's studied the Dharma for many years. And he loves teaching and sharing the Dharma. And he has a kind heart, if it's before 12. But not anymore. And Mr. Ngao, when I asked him, I would like you to be a pastor, and why, he immediately folded his hand and said, may I have the honor? And I was like, wow, how beautiful. Now I don't have to bring monks from Tibet to teach. I don't have to bring Rinpoche's, you know, visas and all that, oh, language, translators, a lot of problems. A lot of problems. They're right here. And then we don't have to check, are they pure? They're lay people. And does Mr. Ngao have to give up his beautiful wife and kids? No. He's a pastor, not a monk. And he's a normal family man, as normal as you think. with a family and all, and he's going to be a pastor. He's slightly strange, but he's a nice guy. But aren't we all slightly strange? Cha Song Peng? How do I say it? The bed sheets are still white. Now, Cha Song Peng, clear and pure as New York snow. What am I trying to say? He's really a good, wonderful, soft person. Chao's a wonderful person. And you know what? Among his very good qualities, he really believes in the Dharma. He really learns. And he stayed with me for so long. He knows so much. He has so much knowledge now. And the benefit is this. He can even speak Chinese if you're from Pujung. Yes. If you're from Cheras, Pujung, Kedah, he speaks Chinese. If you're from KL, we got Susan Lin, but we'll get to her later. Oh, dear. Okay. And Cha's very loyal. That means if you trust Cha and he becomes your friend, you know what? He will never lie to you or cheat you or hurt you or do something bad to you. I guarantee it. He's one of the best people I've ever met in my whole life. He's my family. He's a wonderful person. And he's more than qualified to be a pastor. And he's going to study more. Where can you find him? He's been working in the outlets. He's been working with me for many years. So he's watched me. He's traveled with me to China. He's traveled with me to Nepal, to India, to Ganden, to the monasteries, on pilgrimage, Sri Lanka. We travel everywhere together. Everywhere. And Cha will do anything I request him. And Susan? Well, she has a very interesting story, but I'm not going to tell you right now. Susan is a nice girl that I met a few years back. She came to one of my talks, and she listened, and I gave her a little Tsongkhapa Tsatsa. Tsongkhapa is this Buddha. I gave her a little Tsongkhapa Tsatsa. Tsongkhapa Dasu. I gave her a Tsongkhapa Tsatsa, and I told her that it will have a lot of significance for her later, and it's going to bless her, and she kept it. And she worked with me closely, and we've had some differences in the beginning when we work, because she works differently, I work differently. She used to work for IBM, I used to work for nobody. And so, we had some differences. And she had some issues internally that she needs to come to terms with and become a happier person, even a better person, and she's overcome those issues. And I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. I didn't help her overcome those issues. She did it because she's a good person. And she really wants to become a pastor because she loves helping people, benefiting people. She loves talking to people. And you know, she has infinite patience. I think in the last 5-6 years I've known her, I've seen her get really angry maybe 3 times. Just 3 times, you know. Don't ask my students how many times they've seen me angry. If they got 1 acre for each time I got angry, we'd own Russia. So she's a very patient person. You have issues like, oh, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I am. Talk to her. She'll help you. I mean it. You know how many times we hear that today? I don't know who I am or who I like or what I like. I'm going to be nice to Sangha here. Okay. Talk to her. My point, infinitely patient. But she's a normal person. She eats, she drinks, not alcohol now. She has fun. She has her downs. She has her ups. But she has knowledge. And then we have Ye-Yi. Ye-Yi was a tabloid newspaper reporter. Newspaper reporter. She came to do a report on me, and I did a report on her, and now she's here. Yeah, she was a newspaper writer before. I don't know what, Xinjiang, Xinchu, Chu Chi, Chu Cha, whatever. Some Chinese newspaper I don't understand unless you're from Pujong. And she's a lovely lady. Very patient. Very forthright. No greed. No materialism. I mean, I can teach her this. She came this way. Very gentle and generous. Very, very compassionate. And she has a lot of knowledge. You just gotta let her speak to you in Chinese. Then you go, wow, because if she speaks to you in English, you're gonna need a translator. Which is okay. Who says English is better? No, which is fine. I always play with it. That's our private joke. Because, you know, usually when we talk, nobody understands what's going on. No, I'm just kidding. She's a patient, generous, wonderful, beautiful lady. And I mean it from my heart. And she's going to take ordination today. What? She's going to be a lay Dharma teacher. L-A-Y. Lay Dharma teacher. Which means monks, nuns, monks, lay people, they're somewhere here. They can relate to you better. They know what's going on. Some people say, oh, you're a monk. You don't know what suffering is. You don't know commitments. You don't know this. Maybe I don't. But they do. And they can teach. They can share. They can bless. They can... You say, oh, but they're just like me. How will they have the power to bless? Let me explain real quick. The power to bless is dependent on three things. Subject, object, and method. Let's get a little Buddhist technical, just to show you that I studied. What do you think? I picked up a book along the way here and telling you what I read? Actually, yes. But anyways, let me get a little technical. Subject means the person doing it. Object is the person they're doing it for, or the environment, and method. Subject is they must have compassion, and they know how to do it. And they do it for good reasons, not to get something from you. Object is you, car, building, house, situation, voyage. There's a need. Object is need. And then method. Method is the rituals, the pujas. Oh, the pujas are very powerful. The pujas are not developed in Tibetan monasteries. But the pujas that we have been taught here, we know over 15 pujas, right, Paris? We know over 15 pujas here, and I've called very qualified monks from my monastery in Ganden Shatse Drasang, Ganden Shatse Monastery in South India, to come and train them. You can see my blog post on it, and they've been trained very well. Her Dharma is a little crooked, but then what else is new? And they've been trained, and we have a puja group that's trained to do special pujas. Pujas to avert calamities. Pujas to extend life. Boy, I'm going to need that. Pujas for healing. Pujas for success. Pujas for business. Pujas for travel. Pujas for your beautiful children. Exam pujas. They can do all these. Do you need to be a Buddhist to do this? No. Why? The sun shines on all, irregardless of who you are. The blessings of the three jewels shines on all. All. Now, they'll be able to do rituals. They'll be able to do pujas. They'll be able to teach. They'll be able to basically do almost everything I can. Almost. And that'll be good enough for the needs here. And then from them, more pastors and more pastors arise. Because let me explain to my good friends here. It's easier to have people become a Dharma teacher as a lay pastor than to become fully ordained in today's time and age. Lord Buddha said, today, if we hold on to the vows of a monk or a nun, for one day, it's equivalent to the merit of holding on to our vows a whole lifetime during Buddha's time. Because now it's much more harder to become a monk or a nun. That's from Buddha himself in the Vinaya. So therefore, these beings, these four friends, will become a pastor and do the duties of a pastor. And I'm very proud of them. And I want to thank Kichara House, Kichara Care, Kichara's 13 departments, Kichara's friends and volunteers, even young people like Philip Young, who have worked tirelessly for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months now, planning this, doing this, arranging this, who have stayed up in the last 2, 3 weeks night after night after night, while we were in our beds with our blankets and ACs blowing. They were working tirelessly to get this done. I want to thank Kichara House. I want to thank our president, the committee, the liaisons council. I want to thank the volunteers, especially Kichara Care, who have worked tirelessly from their heart, from the bottom of their sincerities to make this happen today. What we're going to do doesn't take very long. And I invite you to witness a special Buddhist ceremony for the first pastors in Malaysia, in Southeast Asia. So while you witness this event, I want you to become very happy and feel very fortunate because you're watching four people who will use this as a method to transform the lives of many more people. I salute them for it. They will take on extra burdens, extra work, extra. They have to take on more difficulties to relieve the sufferings and problems of others. When I composed and wrote this, I had a very good feeling. This is the process. We will invoke the blessings of the three jewels upon them. And you pray your way, or don't pray, just watch your way. Whatever it is, if you found my talk beneficial, I'm very happy. If you found it strange, well, we shared something culturally. I'm a Tibetan Lama. We're famous. The Tibetan plight, the Tibetan exodus is famous, so you got to see something Tibetan, real life. Yes, I'm a real life Tibetan. Aren't I beautiful? I'm just kidding. Now, you got to experience something different. You got to listen to something different. At least you leave Kachara House having learned and shared and experienced something. And as humans, isn't that beautiful? We just experience and share. You could have been bored for the last 3 hours. You could have been excited for the last 2 hours or 1 hour. You could have felt good, felt sleepy, whatever it is. But from my heart, sincerely, I conveyed some thoughts to you. From a human being to another human being, I conveyed some thoughts, some ancient thoughts that were spoken 2,500 years ago, but I brought it fast forward now. Because if we explain Dharma the way it was explained last time, many people won't be here. Hence, Kachara House has a lot of young people because the method we use fits today's thinking. Old thinking is wrong? No. Things change. And I have a lot of international friends here, people from different countries and different faiths. Why? Because I'm not out to convert you. I'm out to tell you we can share wisdom and grow together. We can be together and be friends and grow together. So you will be witnessing the first pastor ordination, which will not take long. The pastors will recite some prayers. Then they will take the vows, which is very simple. Then they will wear their uniforms for the first time. Why? When we become ordained, I was ordained by His Holiness. When you're ordained, His Holiness blesses your robes. And then you wear it, and then He cuts your hair. So we'll do the same. They'll wear their robes. Then they'll wear their pendants. They'll do some dedication prayers. And then we're done. And then we do a dedication. So remember, what you're witnessing tonight is the first time in this country. So you are witnessing history. And beautiful Malaysia allows this because we have the right to practice any religion we wish without disturbing anyone. Okay? In Tibetan tradition, when there's Sangha present, other monks and nuns, you don't blow your nose in front of them, so we have to cover ourselves. So excuse me for a moment. Otherwise, you might think, where did I go? I'm here. So we have to show respect to other monks and nuns. Always. It's very important. Okay? Now. La da. Pastors, please think. You're in Ganden Monastery, in the presence of Lord Tsongkhapa himself, sitting on a golden throne, supported by 8 lions, on a lotus, moon and sun cushion, a sun and moon cushion. He is one with Shakyamuni Buddha, Vajradhara, and your root lama. Today, how fortunate it is, after years and years and lifetimes of wandering, you take out the holy vows, which is equivalent to generating bodhicitta, that you wish to be a tremendous benefit and tremendous help and assistance to others, irregardless of their relationship to you, irregardless of their faith, irregardless of their background, irregardless of getting benefits or not. How fortunate I am to be able to take these vows. How fortunate I am to be able to wear the uniform and to wear the pendant. And that represents my inner commitment, my inner wish, and my inner altruistic motivation to benefit others. Please think that like that very strongly. Thinking like that very, very strongly, pastors, just the pastors, please recite with me, starting page 20. Please recite after me with full dedication. In the presence of my teacher, recite together with me. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all the Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arhats, Sravakas, Pratikaya Buddhas, Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors, I take on the vows of a layman until my death, bringing purification and merits to myself and dedicated to my loved ones and inspiring many. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all the Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arhats, Sravakas, Pratikaya Buddhas, Dakas, Dakinis, and all Dharma protectors, I will study the Wheel of Sharp Weapons, the 50 verses, Lamrim, Refuge, Three Principal Paths, Mind Transformation Teachings, and uphold these from my heart, and bring these to those who are ready with skillful means, with great compassion. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arhats, Sravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and all Dharma protectors, I will aspire, acquire, and engage in the higher tantras. I will hold my samaya clean and commitments supreme and encourage others to do so. I will be an example of living being, a living, breathing, walking, talking Dharma. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arhats, Sravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors, I will respect all beings, both seen, unseen, animals, the environment, and all things I use. I will appreciate and understand the impermanence of all objects and not be attached. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arhats, Sravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and all Dharma protectors, I will use the rest of my life and the majority of the days to cultivate my mind, focus attention towards Dharma, practice Dharma activities, and to encourage Dharma in the minds of others by my example and sharing. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arhats, Sravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and all Dharma protectors, I now wear my uniform and have some strands of my hair cut as a reminder of my sacred vows and as ordained pastor. Yeah. When I took ordination, as I told you earlier, from His Holiness, then I went to him. Also, same thing. The ceremony took 3 hours up in Dharamsala. And His Holiness cut my hair. He gave me a new name. And he blessed my robes. Because along with Elder Sangha, together I received my vows. So, as I said earlier, in Malaysia, or in this region, it's very difficult for people to take on monkhood. It's very difficult for people to take on the disciplines of a monk. It's very difficult for people to take on the disciplines of a nun or the Sangha at this time. But just because people cannot become Sangha doesn't mean they don't want to practice Dharma. Doesn't mean they don't want to benefit others. Doesn't mean they don't want to help others. It's just that they're not able to overcome their internal attachments at the moment. So therefore, to create pastors, which is lay people holding the vows of a lay person, no drinking, smoking, killing, stealing, also vegetarian, they will also be vegetarian, then they're able to learn the Dharma free of distractions. But yet they have their families, yet they have their children, yet they have their normal lay life. So the pastorship that I have started here is something between monks and lay people. Because if we don't have enough monks, the Dharma will die. If there's no Sangha, the Dharma will die. The Buddha said, any place there are 4 ordained bhikshu, and they genuinely practice, from that place the Dharma will grow. Where there is 4 fully ordained bhikshu, that's ordained monk. So here is very difficult to find. To find bhikshus here is like finding diamond on the road. So when you find a diamond on the road, you respect the diamond. Then you take it to the pawn shop. So, like that, today you're witnessing the pastor ceremony, which is similar to the monk ceremony, but they're not monks. They're lay people with vows. So after, when they're finished, except for the Sangha, the lay people may show your respects, make offerings to them, give your felicitations. Sangha do not need to show them any felicitations to make offerings. We don't expect the Sangha to give us offerings. We must make offerings to the Sangha. Okay, that's very important. Good. This will be the official uniform of our Kichara pastors, whose job is to teach Dharma as laypersons. Yeah. This is an emblem of Shakyamuni Buddha. No need to prostrate. This is an emblem of Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of Dharma, the object of refuge, Buddha Dharma Sangha. As monks and nuns, we don't need to wear it. But as lay people, when they wear this, it represents that they will hold their vows very, very well. And in times to bless people, sometimes they need to bless people. So how can lay people bless lay people? But lay people who have something holy like this, like a Buddha, may bless people. So can bless animal, can bless people, ladies, men, pregnant ladies, they can bless, they can take this and bless people with it. Okay? For a monk, a real monk, the monk doesn't need something to bless you. The monk put their hands on you and bless you is enough. The nun touched your head or fold their hands is a blessing already. But for lay people, it's impossible. So therefore, this pendant will symbolize the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha, and their commitment to benefit other beings. This has been specially designed by all of us, with me included, to wear. So today when I put on the pendant on my pastors, I request them to please hold their vows strongly, work for the benefit of others, eliminate the selfish mind, and bring as much happiness to others as much as possible. Okay? Now I'll recite this. You think you're reciting it with me. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all the Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arhats, Saravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors, I will join confessionals monthly to renew my pastor vows, remember any downfalls, and to be blessed, and be blessed to remember my sacred oath. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all the Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arahats, Saravakas, Pratikaya, Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors, I will join confessionals monthly, renew my pastor vows, remember my any downfalls, and be blessed, and remember my sacred oath. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arahats, Saravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors, I will join confessionals monthly to renew my pastor vows, remember any downfalls, and to be blessed, and remember my sacred oath. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arahats, Saravakas, Patikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and all Dharma protectors, I will join confessionals monthly, renew my pastor vows, remember any downfalls to be blessed, and remember my sacred oath. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arahats, Saravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors, I will join confessionals monthly to renew my pastor vows. Remember any downfalls to be blessed and remember my sacred oath. Next page. So, being ordinary laypersons, sometimes you will infract on your vows. Sometimes you'll infringe on your vows. Every month, to recite these over and over in the presence of your teacher or the three jewels, and to renew your vows every single month. Okay, very important. In the presence of my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Tsongkhapa, all Yidams, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arahats, Saravakas, Pratikayas, Dakas, Dakinis, and all Dharma protectors, I vow to be generous and attached to have life serving others, our center, its members, and the general community. I will respect the government and the laws of the country and be an honest, law-abiding citizen. This is the official certificate that I authorize Mr. Ngao Vung Chin to be a pastor of the Dharma, to turn the wheel of Dharma for others and perform the necessary rituals that he has learned. And I pray from the bottom of my heart, Mr. Ngao, in his altruism and compassion, will share his knowledge with many beings in this life and in the future. Pastor Chia, be a tremendous benefit to others. Think of only others. Pastor Lim, another pastor, with great patience and learning the Dharma more and perfecting the rituals, bring benefit to others. Dedicate the merits to your parents, dedicate the merits to your siblings, to your partner, to your friends, and all those who have ever been kind and harmful to you. Think always, I will wake up to benefit others. Before you sleep, I rejoice in what I've done. The next day, wake up, I will benefit others. When you sleep, rejoice. Think like that always. Congratulations. Pastor Coca-Cola. Kogye-E. Her name Kogye-E sounds like Coca-Cola. A wonderful lady. Please, in Chinese, to the Chinese educated people, bring the profound teachings of Dharma to others, benefit them, tirelessly help them, and think, how can I relieve their mind from unhappiness? How can I take their unhappiness away? How can I take their problems away? How can I absorb their problems? Think like that all day and all night, and do your Dharma work. Okay, congratulations. Kachara House, the center, would like to make offerings to the pastors. This is the president of Kachara House, Datso Mei Peng.